found your picture in a corporal's pocket. His cold fingers still pressed it to his chest. Sniper's bullet took his eyes and his breath away. Now he lies out in the forest with the rest. And you look shy in your grandmother's wedding dress. Feet set wide like a farm girl's stance. Too young to love and too young to lose. In a cracked photograph in a dead man's hands. I kept it with me for the luck, for the magic. Maybe fate wouldn't strike in the same place twice. But something stirred and I dared to dream of you. And I knew I'd look for you if I should survive. When we stood down at last, it was easy to find you. But mine was the shoulder you cried on that day. Just an old comrade doing his duty, bringing the news from the woods of Darnay. As you gazed at the picture, perhaps I felt jealousy as your tears welled up with each reminisce. And my hands may be rougher and my tongue may be coarser, but I knew I could give you a love good as he. In the darkness together, often we lie without speaking this way. As you stare in the dark, do you see a young corporal who never came back from the woods of Darnay? Is it him that you see when we make love together? Him that you see when war fills the sky. Was he there as you stood in your grandmother's wedding dress? As we made our own vows, you and I. Now the bugle sounds, they say this is the big one. A curse on the life of a soldier, you say. Don't you know that's a soldier's small comfort, for the bugle to sound and to hear and obey. And I'll carry your picture, the one that he carried. I'll wear your innocence and take my chance. And a frozen plane in a far-flung war, to win back what we lost in a field in France. And it's man, he's the soldier, goes into battle. The corporal and I, we just hear and obey. Perhaps we'll lie in the darkness together, with your love to bind us in the woods of Darnay. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Now, I know you have a strong nautical tradition here in San Luis Obispo. Salt water running through your veins, all that kind of stuff. So I think it's time for a sea shanty, don't you? Yeah. Suckers. This is a more modern sea shanty. This is a cruise ship sea shanty. There's a lot less ropes, a lot less hauling away. We all work on cruise ships these days, musicians. I'm doing one in a couple of weeks called the Kiamo Cruise, which is a wonderful singer-songwriter cruise. I'll be there with Emmy Lou and a bunch of really wonderful people. And you can't come, because it's sold out. There are all kinds of genres of music. There's a Metallica cruise, there's a Kiss cruise. I asked the security guys on this particular boat when I did it a few years ago. I said, which is the worst cruise that you do? He said, oh God, Metallica. So they're throwing up as they get on the boat. And there are Celtic cruises, cruises that deal in Celtic music. Scots and Irish dance bands, ceilidh bands. And that's the setting really for this song. This song's about marital infidelity, what musicians get up to on the road, what their spouses get up to back home, ha ha. And anyone dancing to this? We were in Santa Cruz last night, but where they danced to anything. They'll dance to someone playing acoustic guitar in 9/8. They'll still be dancing, which is admirable if that's your life. That's anyway, yeah, it is in 9/8, so just don't trip over yourselves.